Hey, it's the Obvious Brothers. I'm Obvious Steve, and he is
Obvious John.
Obvious John. Obvious John's back. How you doing, Obvious John?
I'm well, Steve, and you?
I'm good, John. And for those of you who've never listened to this podcast before, and I know there are multitudes out there, we're here to talk sports, and we're going to talk about Shogun and other TV shows this week. John is back from a hiatus, so we'll expect big things from John. Big things, John.
Yeah. What do you want? You want to jump right into the draft last night?
No, I want to jump right into a priest or lesbian joke.
No, but I do have a I got a joke for you. It's kind of long. It's kind of long though.
Okay, well, I have a long one too, so I'll wait to save mine to the end. Make it good.
So a this guy's driving around on the golf course and he takes this corner around the 16th green to head into the 17th tee too sharp, and he rolls his cart and it rolls down the hill and rolls like right up the edge of the pond. And he's getting out of the cart and he sees there's this really good looking lady on her back patio, and she says, "Hey, are you okay?" And he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm okay. I just need to get this cart up and get it back on the course." And she said, "Oh no, you look like you need a break. Why don't you come up here and have a cup of coffee with me." And he notices that she's got like this really cute silk gown on, and he's like, "Man," he's like, "I don't know, I don't think my wife would like that." And she goes, "Oh, you look pretty battered. Come on up here and let me take
Battered.
care
Yeah.
of you." So he comes
I
up, he
hate
goes
when
up
I look
there,
battered.
right? Has a cup of coffee with her, and they have some nice conversation and everything. He's like, "Well, I really better get back to that golf cart." And she's like, "Nah, why don't you stay here and have stay with me for a little bit, and I'll take care of you." And she stands up and drops her robe, and she's got smoking hot body. And he's like, "Man, I don't, I probably shouldn't. My wife's really not going to be happy with that." And she goes, "Come on back to the room, and I'll take care of you." So they go back to the room and do their thing, and at the end of it, she goes, "By the way, where is your wife?" And he said, "She's underneath the golf cart."
Not see that coming. Underneath the golf cart, yeah. Where you been, dear? Just went and had a cup of coffee with a nice lady up the hill there. Okay, well, John started us with an injured wife story, so in several different ways. So a draft. Well, let's not talk about the draft yet. Let's open. You took last week off, so you didn't tell me about the Masters. So what was your post-game analysis other than Scottie Scheffler's good?
Yeah, he might be pretty good, huh?
I don't
Yeah,
know.
I mean, he's just kind of dialed in right now in a way that we haven't seen in a long time. And one of the things that I think is everybody loves and a lot of people hate about sports is we're always comparing generations, right? Like, who's the better basketball player? Is it Jordan? Is it LeBron? Is it Wilt? Is it, all these guys, who's the GOAT? And they'll do this. They do the same thing in football. People played in different eras and they played in against different competition. Golf is a little different because, it's an individual sport, but their competition might have been a little different. And I think Scottie's doing something pretty special right now because there's some good competition in the field, despite what a lot of the live people want to say. There's still some pretty solid golfers that are playing around him, where I think when Tiger really went on his run, I just wasn't really sure who his best competitor was. I mean, he had some good golfers around him too, but to win four out of his last five starts, and I think the second one was, or the fourth one was, the one he didn't win was a second place. He's won like
Didn't he lose in a
$15 million.
playoff at Houston? Or maybe it wasn't a playoff, but he was awfully close. So yeah, he's on a roll. Kind of took all the drama out of Master Sunday.
Yeah.
At least
Then he turned up.
the infamous back nine on Masters has not given us drama for a while now.
Well, I mean, it has. It's just taken people out of out of it and not really allowed people to make their run. But you know, what is that now? How many in a row has it been that the champion has come out of the final group or something, like 17 out of the last 18 or
Yeah.
some ridiculous number? That
Right.
you pretty much need to be in the final group on Sunday to win, as history has told us.
Yeah, well, it's probably true in most of them that it's not a bad thing to be in the final group on Sunday. It's probably not a bad rule of thumb in golf, John. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so all right. So, okay, Mother's Day weekend. We're actually going to be together. That's 2 weeks from now, right? And are you going to have a stack of shekels on Scottie Scheffler to win?
No.
Yeah. So you saw our man Sean was pimping out for plus 4,000 for Scheffler winning the next three majors, right?
I mean, it's not a, I wouldn't call it a terrible wager. I mean, plus 4,000 is a pretty good return on your investment.
That it is. But there, as I say, there's a reason it's plus 4,000.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to do. It's been, you know, it hasn't been done in a bazillion years. And
Yeah. Bazillion's a good number. Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Guy named Jones. Yeah. Along came Jones. Right. So there you go. There's our Masters in golf recap. Scottie Scheffler's taking all the drama out of our life here for a little while.
Well, he pretty much dominated the RBC as well.
Well, you say that, and I watched on Friday, and I don't even know he was on the leaderboard yet on Friday, but he must have put on a smoke show on Saturday and had the lead and
Oh,
then ran away. Yeah.
yeah. Moving day was, he definitely did some moving on moving day. He shot 63, which is pretty solid. And
You think, yeah, pretty
then
good.
goes into, has to play three holes on Monday morning to finish with a 5-stroke lead.
Yeah, it's hard to
Fortunately,
manage that lead. You probably just brought 5 iron and putted with it, right?
yeah. Yeah, you could have played, you didn't even have to hit a snooze button to get through those three holes.
Yeah, there you go. Well, there is our golf. Well, draft day. Round one was last night. I don't know about you. Well, I know you're like in love with the Cowboys and everything, so you probably have an idea of what the Cowboys think they're taking on the next couple days in the draft. On the other hand, I don't pay any attention to anything after like the first, I don't know, once Bo Nix got took last night, it was over. The 12th pick. So, but yeah, we spent some time talking about it. I heard like five podcasts about what's going to happen. And of course, I live in a state and you live in a state where you don't allow you to bet on such things, which I guess I understand. I don't understand why you can't, but I understand why my state doesn't allow it since it's not really a sporting event. There's not really a winner. I guess it's, yeah. You can bet on places that allow you to bet on cockroaches, I guess is a place. But I kept hearing all these guys talking about, you know, I've got a ticket on under 9.5 line offensive linemen taken in the first round, and I've got, you know, the number is 6.5 wide receivers, and the number was 4.5 quarterbacks, and that got blown up early, and yeah, so
Six QBs taken in the first 12 picks.
yeah.
Pretty shocking. Of course, the one that has got to shock everybody is the Falcons taking Michael Penix Jr.
Yes, that was the I read the Athletics story this morning about shockers, and that was the number one. having invested a king's ransom to Kirk Cousins to come play quarterback for them,
4 years.
not too many weeks ago. They used their number eight pick to take another quarterback who is not a young guy. So when Cousins' contract is up, I read Penix will be 28.
Yeah.
Yeah.
4 years, $180 million guaranteed to Cousins, which is, I thought was a bit much in the first place. But
Yeah.
and then they turn around and did you see the, have you seen the clips yet of what's their owner's name? Arthur. Is
Smith.
that it? I thought that's their coach's name. Anyways,
The Smith brothers ran the team for a while, but yeah, they fired Smith as
okay.
a coach. Yeah.
Anyways, he's like talking to the GM, and it definitely looks like the GM has some explaining to do. Like, he already did not look very happy with the pick. He's like, I think he was like, "What the fuck did you just
Doesn't
do, man?"
Artie already know? How can Artie get surprised?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, it's a weird. It is a really weird pick. I guess they're banking on Cousins not being healthy. Maybe there's a clause in there. I mean, I think guaranteed means guaranteed, but there's got to be a clause in there that says if he gets hurt or misses so many games, he misses out on some money or something. I don't know.
Yeah, well, yes. Well, let us start. I think we're both Penix fans, so I don't think taking him is a bad thing. But amongst teams that needed quarterbacks worse, yeah, they were not on that high on the list. I mean, let's just go two picks ahead of them. Why aren't the Giants taking him?
Yeah, I'm kind of shocked that the Giants went wide receiver. I think Malik Nabers is a good wide receiver. He's probably wasn't the best one in the draft, but
No.
still pretty solid.
No, I he well, he didn't go first as wide receivers go, but yeah, I know Fernelli loves whatever his name, Odunze from Washington, who went to the Bears, and so Neighbors, I kept hearing Neighbors was the second wide receiver off the board, maybe the first, but but yeah, and then of course you do know I can retire now, right? Did you pay attention to all the tech? Well, I bet, on the nose, Bo Nix with the 12 picks to the Broncos, and so I was,
But you couldn't bet on that.
I couldn't, but I said if I could, I would have bet it, and
Yeah, I'm not shocked that he went there. That was not.
well,
There's a lot of weird. The other thing I don't. There's a lot of weird shuffling. White like the only. I guess the one thing you don't know is how many calls are going on. Like,
No.
the Jets. The Vikings call that. I don't think it's just like the Vikings call the Jets and say, "Hey, we want to move up a spot." And they're like, "Okay, give us your third round pick," and that happened. I mean, there's probably some people are fielding some calls. The Vikings must be thinking, shit, we're gonna lose a QB with only really at that point McCarthy and Bo Nix being the first round draftable quote unquote
Right.
QBs left on the board,
Good.
thinking they're gonna lose their guy.
Well,
So they move up.
the Broncos can't jump up. They didn't have anything to give.
Yeah, they didn't have any stock. So I don't know, but they move up one spot to take McCarthy.
Yeah.
And then I think the Jets got a really good offensive tackle, which obviously they knew was going to be there. But you've got to be really happy with the Bears draft and some of their offseason
What do you mean?
moves.
Jets didn't get an offensive tackle. Jets took Bowers.
No, they did not. The Jets took Olu Fashanu from Penn State. The Raiders got Brock Bowers. You
Oh.
were shocked. You were shocked that the Jets didn't take Brock Bowers, which I don't know why you were. They definitely needed offensive line
Well,
help.
I kept hearing everybody talk about and like the Bear podcast, he's a Jets fan, so he was saying how wonderful it would be for them to take Bowers. Bowers was like, a generational kind of player, but yeah.
Pretty good.
You know,
That's
it's
one of the few tight ends taken in the first 20 picks in the last few years.
I don't understand. But anyway, yeah, like you say, who knows what's going on? We don't know what's going on. It's all kind of a mystery to us, and it's all fascinating to hear all these guys doing mock drafts and acting like they have some clue what's going on. It's like, wow. And then this is why you probably shouldn't be able to bet it, right, John? Because nobody really
Yeah.
knows. It's
What did I see? I saw, forget how she worded it. I don't know if you follow Mina Kimes on Twitter or any other
I
social
do.
medias.
Yeah, I follow Mina. Yeah.
I'm a huge fan. And she said something like,
All the
oh,
mock
shoot.
draft people go back to their basement or something like that. Is that who said that?
No, she was like, she was talking about people predicting things and doing all this stuff that they don't know about. And it had to do with, gosh dang, I can't remember what she was referencing to. And then she goes, and anyways, I think with the 19th pick in the draft, there's
So she dropped one on her own, yeah.
yeah. But what she originally referenced had nothing to do with sports. It was non-sports related. And she was like, all these people are silly making all these
Yeah.
predictions that they know nothing about. And then she goes, but I think that so and so is taking so and so in the draft with this pick. And she's very clever. I like
Yeah,
big fan of Mina
she's
Kimes,
pretty
many
funny. Yeah.
times.
Yeah. So yes, the Bears, as a Bears fan, I'm happy. Somebody said for the first time in eons they might actually have an offense, but let's not get too far ahead of ourselves here. Okay.
Yeah, they're
They'll probably both get hurt in camp and we'll never actually see them both play together.
Ouch.
Ever. Not that I'm yeah. But here you go. You'll like this one. So they drafted Caleb and they drafted the guy from Washington. And somebody texted out, ah, yes, another couple Big Ten grads moving to Chicago after graduation. Yeah,
That's
that
pretty funny.
is pretty funny. And I had to scratch my head and said, oh, yeah, I guess they are, huh? Yeah. Well, not really, but yeah. Yeah. So,
That's clever.
somebody was on there. A lot of people like playing that game with the, yeah, Big Ten and everything. So, oh well, the NFL draft. So, what are the Cowboys going to do today?
Well, we've got to pick up a running back at some point, which I don't really like the idea of doing that in the second round, but maybe the third. We'll see.
Yeah,
But they,
that's right. Pollard left. Yeah.
yeah,
Or
Pollard's gone. He's not
should I
like one.
say they let Pollard go? Is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they can. Looking at the best available, and there's only one running back on the best available in the next 25, and that's the running back from Jonathan Brooks from Texas. So probably pick up a linebacker since we've got some holes to fill there. I wouldn't hate seeing another offensive tackle. Probably get a center later, maybe in the third or fourth round. There's the kid out of that Cedric. The kid out of Georgia that they think they might be able to get in the third round. So we'll see.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Look at John having done his scouting. Yeah. Way to go, John.
Well, they haven't done any fuck all in the off season, so that's all I could do is study draft board to
They
see
did.
what
They let Pollard go.
they let half their team go, and
There were some guys go. Yeah. Yeah.
they haven't signed anybody that they need to sign. So now, there's been two huge freaking wide receiver contracts signed. So now CD just got more expensive. Awesome.
Yeah, well, that's all right. You gotta hang on to CD. Yeah. So
Yeah, we
you
have to hang on.
you're not, they're going to pick up a quarterback in the fourth round and hope he's the next coming.
No, we still got Trey Lance as our backup. Why not see what he develops into?
Okay. All right. So, how far are you in Shogun?
I have one episode to watch.
Oh, I could spoil it for you.
So you've watched the entire thing already?
I've watched it. You've been off gallivanting.
Well, the
All right.
last episode just aired on Tuesday or Wednesday or whatever.
Gallivanting. Gallivanting. Yes. When we do it right. We do 2, 3 episodes an evening and bang, you're done. Bang, we're done. Boom. Hey,
Yeah, it's
what's her name's dead?
yeah, I know.
Spoiler, Sean. What's her name's dead? I'll call her Maria.
Miracle Sama.
Look at him try that. Yeah.
I nailed it. I didn't try it. I nailed that.
So here's a funny story. I'm going to claim it's a funny story. I know you're going to laugh, and then I'm going to get a bunch of shit from some other people. We watched the first three, into the third episode, reading the Japanese with the English subtitles. And as I started, went back and started episode three again because somebody didn't stay awake for episode three, the first run through. I saw at the top it says English dub version. And I went, oh, really? And so we watched the dub version the rest of the way through. But every time I went in and clicked on it on Fire TV, it took me back to the undubbed Japanese version in the middle of episode three. It's like, no, we want you to read your way through this. But yeah, but so yeah, I didn't, yeah, I did
I've
not
watched it.
quickly and easily find out that there was a dub version, which made all the difference in the world to me. Yeah.
Why?
Why? That's hard work reading it.
Oh my God.
You can't do anything. I can't believe you who can't read or won't read. I don't know which it really is.
Won't the can't.
Wait. I think I could pull up the quotes from the podcast, the number of times you said, oh, I don't read a book. I won't read it. No, I don't read anything. Okay. So anyway, so you claim that, oh, the reading thing is not an issue. I think it's pretty ironic. Yeah.
Well, we watch pretty much everything with closed captioning. So, I mean, it's become pretty second nature to me. And I think I like that. I don't mind watching it. And did you watch it with the dubbed version and closed captioning, or did you watch it just dubbed?
Just
Oh man, that's so fun.
with our lips moving, not quite exactly the right time, but anyway.
Yeah, that's one thing I don't like. Either I
Yeah.
don't like it. I don't know. That's just like something that kind of is
So
very
you're paying
annoying.
too close attention then. Yeah.
Nope, I watched the way it was meant to be watched.
Is that right? Okay. And how's your Japanese now?
Not bad.
Not bad. Good. Yeah. I saw something that was coming out in Japanese, and I was like, wow, we've been practicing it with Shogun. So it's a pretty good show, Shogun. But yeah, there's a lot backstabbing in that show. It's not a
There's
show that
a lot of
it's
it.
not a show that makes you trust humanity.
Yeah, but it's pretty realistic.
Is it? Huh. Ugly, ugly world we live
You
in.
don't think there's world of reality.
No, I
There's
don't
constant
know.
shuffling and backstabbing.
That only lasts so long, and then everybody's back has a stab in it, and you move on. But yeah, and I've seen the last episode, and I'm not even going to indicate that there might be wrinkles in the last episode. So, but the last episode, yeah. So, along your line, since is Shogun kind of surprises me that you're a fan of Shogun, though I heard somebody, I saw somebody, not heard, saw somebody claim that it was like Game of Thrones. I don't, I it, and somebody till somebody said it, it would not have occurred to me that it was anything much like Game of Thrones, but
I guess for me, it's just I'm just you probably don't know this, but I am like really fascinated with Japanese culture in the first place. Like Japan is like a bucket list place. Like my daughter and I talk about like how awesome it would be to do like a like an extended vacation in Japan and just tour because it's so beautiful, and tour Japan and just go eat sushi and eat food till we exploded. And oh yeah, I love Japan and Japanese culture. So just like the whole posturing of everything, and just like how everything was, and I don't know, it's just weird. I think I'm fascinated by it.
Okay. Well,
So
that explains it was a good series. I'll concede. Yeah, it was not, it was a good recommendation on your part. Yeah.
and samurais are cool.
Well, I don't know, man. I don't seem to have much in the way of guts based on what I saw over and over, or heads. So somehow in class on Wednesday, I'm not even going to try and reconnect the dots. I ended up talking about heads and hat boxes, and they all said, somebody said, that must be a heavy hat box. And I said, well, yeah, I guess it would be, but man, they keep putting these boxes in front of people, and you untie and you open the lid, and there's a damn head in it. I mean, that would get old. Yeah.
You know what's in it. Do you really have to open it? Like when they bring
Well,
it to
but you
the
want to see who. Just in case
yeah.
you got it wrong, yeah.
Yeah, but the one guy brings Ashubiji or whatever his name is, the worm that was always trying to find his way around Torunaga, and wanted to align with Ishido. He's like, here, Ishido brought you the response to your sergeant's request to align, and it's a box. And he's like, well, you know what the fuck's in the box? It's in the dude's
Yeah.
head, right?
Yeah. Whoops. Yeah. So a lot of that. So yesterday we went to the movies because we thought it was Friday afternoon, but anyway, so we went and saw The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare,
How is that? That
Guy
looks
Ritchie
good.
movie.
Yeah, you
And
know
it
I'm a huge Guy Ritchie fan, so.
Are you a huge guy? Well, it's really Guy Ritchie, so you've got to go see it, or it'll be out on streaming in 6 weeks or whatever. And it was quite entertaining. Lots of quips, lots of blood, people shot everywhere, and lots of action and explosions. It was good fun. So good work on Guy, and there was several funny lines. But yes, thumbs up on the Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare.
Which
And
is it true that it's, I mean, it says that it's based on a true story, but I assume it's like really loosely based on a true story or what? You know?
I at the end they show the pictures of the people who they really were and what they really did in real life. So it must be based. Yeah. Must be based on a true story to some extent. But let me just criticism of the movie. The guy who plays Churchill and does Churchill, it is the worst Churchill I think I've ever seen. So if you didn't know it was supposed to be Churchill based on context clues, you would not know it was Churchill. So yeah. It's a, it's not a big deal, but it's just kind of like, well, they didn't exactly nail the Churchill thing. I wonder if Guy would thought that out, or what was going on. He was too worried about the explosions on the other end, or what? But yeah, that was good. And the night before, when we got done with Shogun, we started something new. We started The Gentleman on Netflix,
Oh, that's really good.
and you know who is the director showrunner on that too, right?
Yeah, that's a good show.
Oh, you've watched it?
Oh yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, of course.
Anything that's Guy Ritchie, you know I'm watching.
Well, dude, you're so often so far behind that
Well, you know, some of us have other things to do than just sit around and watch TV all day.
Oh man, this is being recorded, so I'm not going to respond to that as I would if we were face to face. I'm just going, Just going to tell you, I'm going to pull a Sheldon Cooper. Look forward to a tersely worded email in response later. Yeah. Once I've thought it out. All right. So the gentleman's pretty good too. At least the opening episode is full of, and I swear to God, would you kill your brother?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. The answer is yes. There is no doubt you would not, your brother would not survive the shit he does just in the first episode. When you open the safe and the £2 million is gone.
You haven't seen nothing
Is
yet.
that right? He does even better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I
But
want you to
it's.
know, I don't know who the woman is they cast as his wife. And I don't know what they did in terms of the casting, the thing, but the looks on her face are priceless. I mean, she doesn't have lines, but they just cut to her, and the look is like she does things with her eyebrow and stuff. It's like, oh my God, she thinks she's such a tool and an idiot. What is
Yep.
it in the first episode to say, oh, am I a cock? Am I a cock? And he looks at everybody and he looks at her. She doesn't say anything. She just gives one of those looks. It's like, oh, well, maybe I am. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it's I really liked it, and I think Susie Glass, I mean her character, she just plays,
Oh, God.
it's such a
She's.
great character.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can take care of that. We'll see what. Can I go talk to him? Can I go talk to him, John? Yeah. And you're like, oh, shit, this is not going to go well. Yeah. So, yes, the gentleman on Netflix, we're both fans of. So, we'll be talking about now that Resident Alien is finished and John didn't see it all and he's moved on. And hey, John, did you see the ad for the next Star Wars movie?
No.
No, the trailer's out. It isn't out till December. The movie isn't out till December of 2026, but there's a trailer out.
Wow.
Wow.
I did see a trailer yesterday for the mayor of Kingstown is coming back, so that's exciting. Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner.
Well, what does Jeremy look like in the second season? Is it like a Luke Skywalker in the second Star Wars movie?
No, he's pretty much 100% healed. He's good.
And looks like Jeremy Renner.
Yeah, he didn't
Doesn't
have any damage. No, he didn't
Shit.
take any real damage to his face. It was more just his entire lower body that got eaten up by his snowblower.
Yeah, hate when you tangle with a snowblower like that, right? And it spits you out. Reminds you of Fargo. Yeah. So yeah, there you go. So all right. What were we going to talk about that I thought was going to take a lot of minutes? I guess maybe we're already there, huh, John? Yeah.
Yeah,
So,
we're not talking about the I mean, there's nothing really to talk about with the NBA playoffs. NHL playoffs.
sure there is.
NHL playoffs have been
Sure
much
there is.
more entertaining.
I'll get to this, but I owe you one. Okay. So you might know this one. This is a classic. This is for Sean. Okay. Guy moves to Montana, he and his wife, and he goes into the bar. And the bartender says, "Well, you need one." And he says, "Well, give me three drafts." And so he pours three drafts, and guy takes him over. You know this one? Yeah, he takes him over to the table and takes a sip out of each one, and eventually he drinks the three, and he takes the glasses back and says, "Fill them up again." The bartender says, "You know, they go flat if you once I pour them out of the draft." And he says, "Yeah, but you know." I've got a thing. He says, "Well, if you don't mind telling me, what's the thing?" He says, "Well, before I left Texas, my two brothers and I, we used to sit around and drink together. And we said, when we're not together and drinking, we would, have one for each of us and do it." Okay? So you want to finish this one up for me, John?
Yeah, you're taking forever to tell this
Well, it's a
joke.
forever story, John. It's a forever joke. It's a Butch, right? Yeah.
Keep going.
Oh,
You're doing fine.
you don't want to pick it up and speed it up?
No,
So
you're doing great.
he comes in one night, says two beers, and the bartender like, oh, and so sits down and drinks the two beers and brings them back. He says, "Well, I don't want to intrude or anything, but something happened to one of your brothers. I'm sorry to hear it." He says, "Oh, no, you misunderstand." He says, "My brothers are both fine. My wife and I joined the Baptist church, and I stopped drinking."
He's
You
got to
think
drink
you,
the. He's got to drink.
I've seen you, John. You would have stretched that out even further.
Yeah, I mean, the weekly tradition. He comes in on Friday, has
Oh,
the three
look, see,
pints. This goes
John's
on.
building it here. Yes. But once you've heard it, John, you didn't want the long version once you knew what was coming, huh?
Yeah.
So
That's
yeah, I
funny.
quit drinking, John.
Yeah, well, you got still got to keep up tradition. Drink for your two brothers.
Okay. So John, the news in the NBA, I think, is Nikola Jokic and the Nugs went into LA last night, and the Lakers came out like they were going pound them into oblivion. And the Nuggets came back in the second half and said, "No, yeah, I think we'll just go up 3-0." They beat them 11 times in a row.
Yeah.
Seems kind of amazing.
Not
Yeah.
when you're the better team, I guess.
I've heard people breaking it down saying, if the Lakers aren't up 15 in the last 6 minutes of the game, you don't trust their end of game stuff, and Jokic and Murray will score down the stretch. So you better be matching them, or you're going to get beat. And Lakers have not been able to match them game after game after game. So it's kind of amazing.
Yeah, I mean the Nugs are pretty darn good.
They're not
The
as good as they
Sixers,
were. Everybody thinks they're not as good as they were a year ago.
they're still pretty darn good. I mean, you don't have to be as good as you were a year ago and be good.
Well, no, but you might have to almost be as good as you were a year ago to win the championship again.
Who's going to challenge them?
Celtics, maybe.
All right, I'll give you the Celtics, but that's probably.
Well, I don't know about their run through the West, how tricky it's really going to be. So, wait, how much Mavs action have you got? Okay, let me rephrase that. If you had action, how much Mavs action would you have? You got them getting through this round? You got them going to the finals? Wait.
I'm not a fan of this matchup. I wish they could have drew somebody else.
Oh,
I
really?
just think I think the Clippers match up too evenly with them, but I guess we'll find out tonight. Big game, home game. They got to win tonight.
They
Just
snatched
the,
home court advantage,
they did. They
and
did.
series
Luka's
got
playing
interesting.
good.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't like to make. I hate this is what I mean. The NBA, I mean, the playoffs are a little better. That's when the cream rises to the top. Players play harder. I mean, like Embiid dominated the Knicks last night. They had a huge third quarter.
Yeah.
He dropped a 50 bomb on them.
Yeah, hurt. Dropped a 50 bomb on him. Yeah. But it's been pointed out, one of the things about the playoffs, and this is true, the NCAA true, is teams shorten their bench. And so that changes the dynamic from the regular season some, so that if you're handicapping this the way guys I listen to do, you have to do player by player and admit and figure out how many minutes you think everybody's going to play and what that dynamic looks like. And so yeah, that's part of what goes on, is teams look better because suddenly number 8 and number 9 aren't playing at all.
Right.
And yeah, but
Yeah, and I just,
but the,
as far as the Mavs go, I am not a James Harden fan. I never have been.
yeah.
I hate his style of flop basketball and
He
his
doesn't
just.
play for the Mavs.
I know he plays for the freaking Clippers, dude.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, I tried to watch some of the game the other night, but it was, it started like at 9:30 my time, which is I was like, yeah, I'm not gonna make it through this. But
Yeah.
yeah, just the first quarter that I first, I think I got to stay up. I think I stayed up for the first half, but he just, he annoys the shit out of me. I hate James Harden. The beard.
Okay. I need to
We
make
just need.
notes. James Harden, hey, yeah. Okay. So let's they got the home field advantage. It's home field, home court advantage. And let's say they maintain it, win the series. They're going to get OKC. Is not a, is that not okay?
Yeah, that's very favorable. I
Okay,
like
so
that.
That means they get through the next round. That gets them to the Western Finals, and probably you would think the Nuggets will be waiting for them. Are they set to match up with the Nugs?
Know. They just, I don't know if they've got a good enough big to slow down.
Yeah, but don't you do the Purdue thing? You let Jokic get his 40 or whatever, and try and shut down the exterior guys.
Yeah, I mean, Kyrie's gonna play one of his, he's gonna have to play probably the best defense of his life to keep Murray shut down.
Yeah.
I imagine, I would think that's who you would put on. I mean, Kyrie's been guarding Harden a lot and doing a pretty good job against him. So,
Yeah.
yeah, I mean,
When you're counting on Kyrie Irving being your defensive stalwart, you're kind of.
Kyrie's a good defender.
Okay. Well, this is interesting. So we have to throw our buddy a bone here.
Okay.
You already mentioned Embiid's 50s burger last night, and but the Sixers still they could not get a game. Oh God, the second game was a complete cluster, but they didn't get a game in New York. Obviously, they're the 7, and the Knicks are the 2. Are you predicting that are the Sixers going to find a way to get out of this series?
Well, it's highly unlikely being down. But they're gonna clearly they have to win at home. I actually think the Sixers should match up well against the Knicks. But even if they do get through this, I mean, then they're looking at probably the Bucks, which is also going to be another tough series. The Eastern Conference is kind of brutal, except for the Cavs Magic, which is I don't know. I'm not really sold on either of those teams.
Yeah,
So,
Magic put a big hurt on last night. The Bucks, the Bucks lost the home field advantage, and I don't know. I haven't, it's late in the week, so I don't hear my podcast. I don't know what the Giannis status is. There was some talk that he'd play the first game in Indy, maybe, but without him, they're not
yeah, they're definitely a different team. I mean, the
right.
series is tied 1-1, so.
I know. Yeah, Pacers beat them the other night in Milwaukee. So, Pacers got some players. So, and they play hard. So, and I, okay, it's not the Nuggets and Lakers, but they've won a lot more games against the Bucks here lately in the last 2 years than you would think they would. They have an advantage. So, they seem to have some, there's some structural thing that Pacers do that the Bucks, or else they've caught them without Giannis every time, but I don't think that's it. But I know they beat them pretty bad when they had Giannis during the season. But so I don't know. Clearly the Sixers get through this series and they got caught and lucky and caught the Pacers. They could end up in the final with the Celtics, but who I assume is they really going to win, even though they lost at home to the Heat the other night, which could knock me over with a feather. But I mean, like this Celtics team with what's his name, Jalen and Brown and those guys, they every effing series they shit the bed a game. Like, they can look like the best team in the NBA and look like they should win the whole thing, and then they get in a game you don't think they stand a chance of losing, and they look lost. And it's just kind of like, what the hell goes on in their heads, man?
Yeah.
That's
They,
is that our closer? What the hell goes on in their heads?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't know what, I mean, I guess it's just, I don't know, maybe it's the attrition of a season or something like that. Like you just need a mental day. They take a mental day off, or I don't
Yeah.
know.
Take the mental day after you sweep 4-0 and you have a week off.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. This is what's so amazing about sports, right? Is we don't know and don't understand, but it's like they're by far the better team, and they should, you know, those guys play the way they're supposed to play. They crush them, and here they lose. They even lost the home field advantage. Well, yeah, advantage. I'm going to stop correcting myself. I don't know how much it matters, but you know, Spoelstra, he's a genius. Whatever he came up with for game two after they got decimated in game one to win a game and flip the home court is like,
Yeah, Spoelstra's good, man.
yeah, well,
Nobody
you
ever
know,
talks about.
back when he started, when he had LeBron and those guys, it was like, I don't know how good he is, but yeah, he's turned out to be the real deal, right? So,
Nobody really talks about him all that much. I mean, he's been with the
oh,
Heat now for what, 20 years,
he's
and
the effing best coach in the NBA without, yeah, I don't think anybody's close at this point.
yeah, but nobody really hypes him like that.
Well, yeah, well, no, but the thing about the NBA, the difference between the NBA and college is the NBA, it's about the players. In college, it's you know, we talk about coaching carousel in college, like it's the big deal. And then in the NBA, it's where LeBron's going and who he's taking with him, right? So,
How many
yeah.
more years do you think LeBron plays? Think this is
Well,
it?
no, I think he wants to play with his kid.
So that means he's got to play one more year. Bronny coming out next year.
And when you say play with your kid, how much does the kid have to play for that to?
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah.
I.
Bronny is the 12th man on the Lakers roster who never gets out of his warm-ups. I don't know if that'll count or not, but yeah. Did you know he put it in for the draft?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. Yeah, last I saw, yeah, he put his name in the transfer portal and the draft to feel it out. So I not sure, but yeah, I don't think LeBron's getting out of this series. So
No.
he'll have some off-season time to rest before the Olympics, right?
As I say, he's got the, he didn't have much time because he's got the Olympics coming right around.
Yeah, well.
And at 40, almost, is he almost 40 now? Yeah, he's what, 30?
I know he's at least 38.
Yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't play like a 38-year-old.
No.
No. And boy, he bashes those guys, man. It's of course it's always been kind of a thing going back a
30.
few years. Not when he first started, it wasn't quite so bad. But you know, he got his body where he's a like somebody said, he looks like a tight end. And
Yeah.
you know, nobody physically can really match up and stay with him and play the bumps the way he does. So
He's 39.
is he you know, yeah,
He'll be
well,
40 this
I think
December.
his contract's up, so or he has an option year or whatever, but so it'll be kind of interesting to see. But yes, I think the NBA is giving us a little bit of juice with their first round matchups. I think we got to start Pacers and the Mavs are both, you know, have flipped the home court thing, so that makes things life interesting. And we'll see if somebody else comes up with a surprise. And of course, Sean makes sure we knows what the Sixers are doing, even when we were watching the draft instead, right?
Yeah, he
And
kept
by
us
the way,
abreast.
why is the draft a thing? I mean, it's boring as dirt. Eight, you know, was there 8 minutes between picks and
Hopes and dreams, dude.
hopes and well, of fans? I mean, turn it on and out. I think I saw somebody who timed it. It took an hour to do the first five picks last night. Woo, woo, that's excitement. My heart, look at my heart pounding from the
I mean, they had like a quarter of a million people there to watch it.
I saw 100. I saw an estimate of 150,000. Yeah. So.
So, I mean, I'd say they're probably doing okay with it.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I
I mean,
can't.
how would you like to stand for fucking 4 hours? I mean, I don't know why those people do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I lived in Fort Worth when they had it at in Arlington, and I was like, I ain't gonna go stand for freaking 6 hours to watch.
Yeah. And what are you watching? When you're standing there, you're watching the board with what the ESPN guy's talking for 8 minutes about who what the next team might actually do, or let's interview this guy and see
I
how
have no
awkward
idea.
he can be. Yeah.
I have no idea what they show on the big board when they're yapping their
Yeah.
gums, but I think they talk about them. I don't know. I think they get to hear the analysis. I thought Saban, I don't know which version you watched last night. At the bowling alley, they had the NFL Network version on, so that was okay. But then when I got home, I got to watch the ABC version, and they had Nick Saban on
Yeah.
as one of the analysis, and I thought he did a really good job.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, just
he might know the game, yeah.
I know that was the part that was like, yeah, all these experts, right? I threw nobody could see, but I threw up air quotes there. All these
Yeah.
guys that didn't freak, well, I mean, Herb Street played college, so he knows a little bit, but he's probably, I
But
mean.
Herb Street hasn't, Herb Street was not a great college quarterback in the first place, and
No.
he's been in the booth 30 years. He has not been in a locker room,
Saban has
and film
forgotten
set.
more than
Right.
Herb Street will ever know.
Right. Yeah.
And just like he was breaking down, like he broke down the Cowboys pick, the Guyton pick, and he's like, the guy just really hasn't played a lot of games. And so, I mean, but I think he's a really good player. He's got all the tools, he's got the hands, he's got the feet. When he moves, if you guys look at this, and he like broke it down, and then he talked about that edge rusher for that Hendrickson that they picked, or whoever picked him, I forget who picked him, like 3 or 4 picks before that. And he was talking about how he's got to turn speed into power. And this was the part that cracked me up. Herb Street goes, he goes, we understand up here, but tell people that are watching, tell the fans at home what you mean by turn speed into power. I was like, Herb Street, you don't know what the fuck he meant by that. That's why you asked him what, to explain
Yeah,
it.
right.
So, and he breaks down what he means by turning speed into power and being able to get that edge. He goes, look, he gets around the edge, but all you got to do is put a halfback there or a tight end there, and you can just shove him right around the back of the quarterback. Whereas if you get the edge, if he's got power, now he pushes that tackle or whoever. Pushes him right into the quarterback and gets the quarterback out of his position. So you got to, that's what I mean by turning speed into power. As we teach all that, it's the first thing we start teaching our edge rushers right from day one in camp. And he just broke down a lot of stuff like that, which I thought was really good. And he just, I was impressed with Saban's analysis and his,
Yeah.
and Andy was funny, which I
Yeah.
always liked.
He's kind of a funny guy anyway, but yeah. Yeah, it sometimes when you find it in somebody who really knows the game and starts talking, and that's true of mostly sports. And then you realize how vacuous the guys you've been listening to have been. It's like, wow. And by the way, I think that was one of the things when Tony Romo started announcing that people liked, that he clearly understood the game in a different way than, all these guys who'd been babbling for years, that he
Yeah.
understood what plays are supposed to be run and how to read the coverages that nobody else was doing right. So I don't know how we got to Nick Saban, but there you go, some Saban love. I just wish Nick would just let his hair go, but that's I'm there's a local guy. I'm not in a local business who I've known for years, and I went in the other day, and his hair was kind of a shiny blonde color. And he's in his 60s, and so it's like, dude, I mean, your hair was never that color first, and now when you're this age, it's.
There's a member here. He was like, well, I can tell you, he played for IU in the 70s.
Yeah.
So,
He's pushing 70 years old then.
yeah. And he has jet black hair and a jet black goatee.
Wow, that takes work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, man, if he gets a good sweat going on the golf course and wipes his face, it's going to look like you're going to be
Oh
able to.
no, you'll ruin a towel. Yeah.
You'd be able to see.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah, but yeah. So there we go. There's hell to end the day. You got another one for us before we go?
Nope.
Okay.
No.
All right. We're back in the saddle. All right. I don't know what we're going to do 2 weeks from now, but we'll have to figure that out.
Don't know what we're going to do a week. Oh, 2 weeks from now is when we're in. Yeah. Two
Yeah.
weeks from now. And then I don't know where. Well, I guess I will be available early Friday morning. I don't know if you will be on the 17th.
Yeah, I will be.
Because
I ain't going nowhere.
we don't fly out till like 8 o'clock that night.
Right. And we don't have to be in New Jersey till supper time, I don't think. So,
Are the kids are meeting you at EWR, right? They're not driving there and then.
they're flying in on Friday morning. They have not said exactly what they're doing. So,
They're flying into EWR.
right.
Well, they had the exact same flight as you guys to
The next,
London, though,
or,
right?
but they have a whole day to kill. Okay, do we want to do this on the recording so everybody
No,
can know they know?
you can kill
Okay, all right. Bye, everybody. We'll be back next week with another quality episode. All right.
love you,
Bye.
bro.
Bye, bro.